Two of my daughters, Leslie Ann Prather Holcomb, graduated in the class of 2014, and Jonna Prather graduated in the class of 2016. My oldest daughter, Paige Prather Carter, went to ACU and graduated in 2010, but now she works at LCU as the director of Global Campus and the Honors Academic Coordinator. We got her to the light as soon as we could. I worked in accounting for many, many years, and the skills that I learned from my wonderful teachers here at LCU did me well, served me well. Several years ago, I had a yearning to do something that was more rewarding and more fulfilling to me. And in April of 2014, Lynn Harms, who was then the president of the Children's Home of Lubbock, hired me as his assistant. I was 53 years old, and this was a big career shift for me, but it is the best decision that I ever made. I love my job. Never be afraid to tell God the desires of your heart. He is ready to give them to you. The scripture reading today is from Mark 10, 35 to 40. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want for me to do?" he said. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." It is now my honor and pleasure to introduce today's speaker, Jimmy Moore. Jimmy came to LCU in the late 80s and played basketball for LCU's Coach Copeland and graduated in 1992 with a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology. He received a Master in Education in Secondary Ed from LCU in 2000. Jimmy and his wife, Shelley, also a former LCU student, are the proud parents of Jada Moore Sanders, class of 2013, and Jalen Moore, who is currently in the nursing program and will graduate in April. Jimmy became an LCU trustee in 2012. Jimmy has used the skills that he learned from LCU in many different areas. He worked in law enforcement, he was a coach, he worked in human resources, and as a principal. He and Shelley were house parents at the Children's Home of Lubbock in the late 90s. Many of these jobs involve children because that is what Jimmy's passion is. He wants to make a difference in the life of a child. In August of 2016, we welcomed him back to the Children's Home of Lubbock as the president. He had big shoes to fill, but he is the perfect fit. By the way, if you ever have a chance to work with LCU alumni, grab it. They are the best people in the world. Please join me in welcoming LCU alum, current LCU trustee, my boss, and my friend, Jimmy Moore.
Good morning, Lubbock Christian University. Kasidian and Geda, how are the children, is what I would say. And I hope all the children are well. This morning, I'm going to bring it to you a little differently than I have in the past. Are there any ladies out there with the name Mercy? That's what I figured. Are there any ladies out there with the name Grace or Gracie? I see a few. I wonder why that happens. Why do we see a lot more grace than we see mercies? That's going to be my topic this morning. Grace is what most of us prefer. Think about it. It's something that you can ask for because really grace is something that's extended to you. Many times we do not hear mercy, even mentioned in prayer. Think about it. You open up the New Testament, you're probably going to see a lot more grace than you're going to read about mercy. I say that for a reason. Paul mentions it in Ephesians. For grace, you have been saved. We hear about grace when Paul preaches in Romans. And of course, we take it as grace not being abundant, not for the fact that we can continue to sin. So I want to keep that in mind. In 1 Peter 3 through 5, praise be to God and the Father of our God, Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into inheritance can never perish, spoil, or fade. The inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that he is ready to be, that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Why do I prefer grace over mercy? Think about this for yourself. Grace is an unexpected gift. We all love receiving unexpected gifts. Am I correct? You open up your mailbox, you got a refund checked in there. What do? Yeah, you wasn't expecting it. Someone hands you something today, take you out for a free meal. You weren't expecting it. It really is something that does not expose us. It is something we just kind of take, and we're gracious for it, and we move on. So I want to talk a little bit about the side of what we don't hear enough about, and that's mercy. Some of you may have heard it this way, and I don't know if they have the slide to show this, but grace is getting something you don't deserve, okay? Think about it. Grace is getting something you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve. Think about it again. Grace is getting something you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve. And as I read earlier, I prefer mercy at times because I'm a transparent person. Not many people want that, but I definitely respond to grace a lot more. It is his grace that I want you to hear that does not embarrass us a lot of times. We're not exposed. It's a safe topic among us. So would you rather be on the grace side or the mercy side? It is his grace that picked me up years ago here on this campus. That's what I love about LCU. When I walk this campus, I think of the graceful moments. It picked me up, dusted me off from all the past that I had and all the crust and corrosion that I brought to this campus with me. It has given me an opportunity to graduate from Lubbock Christian University, sit in the seats that you sit in today, been able to experience the jobs that I've been able to experience because of grace. Not because of anything that Jimmy Moore did, it's because someone had enough forethought to know that they had been extended grace before and they want to do it to others. That's the only reason, is because God has allowed them to be in that place. It's grace that allows me to have the clothes that I wear, the food that I put on the table, the children I've been able to rear, the wife that I was able to meet here at Lubbock Christian University. That is grace. But believe me, there's some times that I've been wrong. I know it's hard for y'all to believe. A lot of you is like, oh, Jimmy Moore, he's never. There's some people in here who know what I'm talking about. I'm going to read a little story to you here in a little bit, a contract that I pull up every now and again because it reminds me of some of the mercy, not only grace, that was extended to me here at Lubbock Christian College at the time. Let me get it right, Lubbock Christian College. It was before it was university. You know, there's been times I've been so wrong that I could have been kicked to the curb while I was here at the university. Some of you may know what I'm talking about. It didn't have to do with academics. It had to do with the crowd that I decided I wanted to follow. But there were some very, very good people who could see through the corrosion that Jimmy Moore had. They could see my heart and what I really stood for and what I wanted to become. And it's because of those people here on this university that I am part of the man that I am today. But his sweet mercy, oh man, his sweet mercy. And with that say, I want to talk about that scripture that I read. It talked about being dead. It talked about the resurrection. Not you or I would be in the situation that we are today if it hadn't been for Jesus Christ. What more can we ask for blood being able to cleanse us daily? That is such a merciful thing to do, to put your life down for people that really hadn't even come to know you, for sinners. And that's what I want to read today. This happened in the spring of 1987. Why am I reading this to you? Because I want you to know that Jimmy Moore is not perfect, that Jimmy Moore's had his transgressions. He's been able to have people around him, surround him, that been able to help him get through it. This is a contract between Jimmy Moore and Lubbock Christian College. This happened in the spring of 1987. Due to your drinking alcohol beverage on the night of March 22nd, 1987, at the Holiday Inn, you will be placed on the following probation for the remainder of the spring semester of 1987. Here are my terms. By the way, I became a very good ping pong player after this. You must be in Johnson Hall by 7 p.m. each evening. You will need to sign in with the RA sitting at the desk from this point on. You will stay in the dorm for the remainder of the night. I'm a caged animal at this point. You are not to leave campus for any reason without prior permission from the Dean of Students Office or Gene McNeil. Any further violations, the remainder of this semester could result in dismissal from this college. Jimmy, because you have been honest regarding your drinking and being at Holiday Inn on this particular night, the severity of this probation has been lessened. I believe you have learned from your experience, and in the future you need to be aware of where you are going and who you will be with and what will be taking place before you make decisions to attend any certain function. I signed off on that in March of 1987. Probably one of my scariest moments at that time, because really I had come from a world where if you got in trouble, you were basically given handed judgment. But on this particular moment, I was handed a little mercy. So I really didn't understand mercy until I got to Lubbock Christian University. And even to this day, there's times that I get a little confused of what mercy actually means versus grace. When I was on this campus many years ago, it wasn't about just playing basketball. As I told you before, it was also not just about meeting my wife. It was about what this campus could do for me to make me the better person that I am today. I read that contract not because I enjoy reading it. I read that contract because it tells me that Jimmy Moore is flesh. Jimmy Moore is sinful. But I have a loving God. I have a loving God who placed some loving people who have been extended mercy, and they have mercy for others as well. So when I walk this campus, I don't just think of the times that I played basketball, the times that I met my wife, or the time that I met friends. I remember the times that were hard too. So I want to be transparent to you. No matter where you're at today, grace and mercy can be extended to you as well. We will always speak, and you will always hear people speak about grace. But I want you to hear this. Remember, there is no grace that is apart from mercy. So as you go out your day-to-day lives and you think about the things that may have overcome you or you think that's overcome you, you know, you may want to look back at old Jimmy Moore. An opportunity that no one said that was going to be granted to him, but someone had the sight to say, you know, God is a merciful God, and we feel like Jimmy needs mercy extended to him as well. There's some other stuff I could read to you, but it'll be boring to you. It's going to tell you the exact things that happened that night. But through all that, whenever I have someone in front of me, no matter if I'm hiring someone, I'm about to terminate someone, or put someone on probation, guess where I go? I go right back to this contract, just in case you think I'm lying. This letterhead says Lubbock Christian College. You see it, don't you? I don't want it to crumble in front of you. That's some old paper there. But I've always had intentions of framing this. My kids know about it. Everybody I come in contact with, I tell them about it. Because I want them to know that not only is Lubbock Christian a place where you can develop to be the best person you can possibly become, it's also a place that you can learn anything and everything about mercy and grace. I appreciate you for giving me your attention today. I appreciate you to let me be here. More importantly, I appreciate the type of people that you will become from this day forward. You are dismissed.